Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent this morning. And, oh, my gosh, in the top of the hour news, an excellent case in point of how being just a little bit disagreeable saved somebody's life, okay? If you're a combat marine, if you're in any branch of the military, or if you are a blue team member, you have been trained to be disagreeable, okay? Soldiers are trained to kill. That is their job. And they are trained, on one level, they're trained to follow the rules, but on another level, they're trained to survive and to have a slightly disagreeable nature. This combat marine, that the parents of that little baby in the car were probably very, very nice, agreeable people who kept to all the rules, including the rule that you should not be carrying knives on your person. They didn't have a knife on them, and because of that, their car was burning, the baby was in the baby seat, and the heat from the fire was expanding the catch in the baby seat, and they couldn't get it open. They didn't have a knife, and they couldn't get their baby out of the baby seat. Because they were nice, agreeable people, they didn't have knives on them. If they were gangsters, they probably wouldn't be an issue. They just would have pulled out their, shiv and just cut that seat, the seat belt, and they would have gotten the baby out themselves. But they probably weren't gangsters. I'd say they were nice, normal, agreeable, suburban people. They didn't go carrying knives on their person. And it just so happened that a less agreeable person, being a combat marine, off duty or retired or whatever, came along. He had his combat knife on him. Woohoo! He was able to use that combat knife to get the baby out of the baby seat. And that baby is alive and is going to grow up and, have a life and not have died in a massive ball of flames because somebody disagreeable came along. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I could not have asked for a better case in point. This is just perfect. This is just exactly what I'm talking about. We all need to be that bit less agreeable. We need to not follow the rules as much. Now, I need to put my regular disclaimer in here. I'm not talking about going around randomly hurting innocent people, okay? What I am talking about is thinking, not being a sheep, not just doing what you're told, just because. somebody wearing a suit told you to, okay? When it's clearly not in your best interest, you know? Another case in point from the top of the hour news, once again. Thank you very much, townhall.com. You do a fantastic job. The Moderna vaccine has been fast-tracked. My gosh, that's one of the worst. That's the one that goes in and reprograms your RNA. If you take it, then you probably deserve a Darwin Award, you know. It goes in, it reprograms your DNA and your RNA, shuts down your Krebs cycle. If you want to know what Krebs cycle is, it's the furnace that's in your cells. It's what converts glucose to energy inside your cells. And if you have a malfunctioning Krebs cycle, you're going to die. And that's just how it is, okay? It's absolutely perfectly balanced. Your glucose metabolism in your body is absolutely, it's got about 26 steps. It's perfectly balanced. It works fine most of the time. I mean, probably most of the people in the class up until today had never even heard of the Krebs cycle. That's K-R-E-B-S cycle. But if you want to become really, really ill really, really quick, you go messing with your Krebs cycle and you will find out about it. And you will probably not live very long after that. The DNA, the Moderna vaccine, goes into the mitochondria, which is where the Krebs cycle operates, and it messes with the Krebs cycle. So, you know, oh, my gosh, you just don't do that, all right? So this is the one that's being fast-tracked. Oh, yeah, and what else it does is it goes and it shuts down your chromosome 8. What chromosome 8 does is it makes you, it's the chromosome that balances agreeableness and disagreeableness. People with chromosome 8 disorders have an IQ of about 80, so they're not the sharpest tools in the box. But they are exceptionally nice people, which once again, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what we're talking about. And the Moderna vaccine is the one that goes into your cells, it shuts down the Krebs cycle, it reprograms the RNA, reprograms the mitochondria, which are the little furnaces in the cells. That's where the Krebs cycle happens. And goes and reprograms chromosome 8, makes it malfunction, gets rid of your survival instincts, gets rid of all of the, you know, the caveman, the highwayman, the part of you that is the inner predator, the part of you that does not have a problem with breaking a rabbit's neck to make soup. With beheading chickens to make soup. I'm sorry if there's any, or actually I'm not sorry. I better be honest here. I'm not sorry. If there's anyone in the class who's a vegan, you need to stop, okay? And you need to realize that you need protein, that you are, that humans are predators. We are a predatory species. We are meat eaters, okay? We are primates, great apes, okay? And basically all the great apes at some level are predators, you know? They do eat a lot of fruit and they eat a lot of vegetables. They are omnivores. But all of the great apes have been observed to be hunters. And we are hunters. I'm not saying that evolution's true, by the way, but I'm saying that our facial morphology, the fact that we have hands with opposable thumbs, the fact that we have a high high-level thought process, okay? The fact that we have forward binocular vision and the dental, our dental structure, our ear structure, our social structure, and the fact that we bipedal, primate, you know, this makes us a great ape, biologically. Now, spiritually, we are the children of the living God. We are both, okay? We were created on day six of creation, which was, I believe, about 6,000 years ago. So just clearing that all up for anybody out there, but we're logically a great apes. And all the great apes are all omnivorous, at least some of the time, you know, because they have to be. They're so big. There's no way that they can live on just plant matter. Okay? You are a, biologically, you are a predator. Okay? There is a part of your brain that is very predatory, that is wired for that. Okay? And that's why it feels good to run. It feels good to chase someone. Okay? It feels good to play games like football. This is all a release of that predator go and catch it instinct. You know, when you're playing football and you go and tackle the guy and grab him around the waist and you pull him down into the ground, you just have a great time, have a lot of fun. But this is the reason why that feels good to do that is because it's a modification of the predatory instinct that we all as humans have. And if you can deal with that and integrate it and realize that, that is what makes you human. That is what puts you at the top of the food chain. It's what stops you from being a sheep. The whole society at the moment is at war against this concept of humans being meat eaters, humans being, you know, predatory beings, of humans being top order predators. Every other animal on the planet's frightened of us. Wolves and lions and bears are frightened of us. They avoid us. And because of that, you know, not many people, wolf attacks and bear attacks and lion attacks are pretty rare. Even in parts of the world where wolves, lions and bears are very common, wolves, lions and bears are top order predators, okay? But they're all frightened of us, humans, because we go hunting them, and when we decide that we want to go hunting wolves, lions and bears, they die. That's how we are as humans. That is the disagreeable side of the human nature. That is the side of the human nature that nobody wants to talk about, but it's the side of the human nature that keeps us alive. And when the patroller begins to hit the propeller, it's the disagreeable people that will be left standing. And I can hear the music again, and that means we're heading into another break. So I'll see you all in a few minutes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, this is Kenneth Isaac speaking here. We were just talking today about disagreeableness and agreeableness and being psychologically prepared for the things that are coming down the track. Now, I've just gone into, in the previous segment, that we all need to be aware that we are top order predators, and that we need to own that. We need to realize that as humans, that's who we are. But we also need to, realize that we have to be sociable. We can't just go hurting other people randomly, okay? We need to be good people, but we don't need to be nice, because there's a difference between being good and being nice. I'm sure that the people who had that baby in the little baby harness in the car, I'm sure that they were nice people, but they weren't. They were too agreeable. They didn't have a knife on them. They weren't able to cut the baby out of the harness. And because of that, if a combat marine who was a less nice person hadn't come along and got out his combat knife, cut the harness and pulled the baby out, they would be grieving now. They would have lost their baby. Their baby would have been blown to pieces when that car blew up. moments after the combat marine pulled the baby out of the harness. That is an excellent case in point. Now, there's another area of the psyche. I think I've discussed agreeableness and disagreeableness enough. There's another area of the psyche that we need to discuss, and that is the area of disgust. Okay. Disgust is an interesting one because it's what keeps us clean. It's what keeps us reasonably hygienic. It's what keeps us from being that hoarder that, you know, fills their house so full with junk that they can't move. We all know the sort of person. It's what keeps us from being the cat lady down the road, you know. But disgust also has its flip side, okay? And that is if a person has a very high level of disgust, they become a neat freak, okay? And in a survival situation, a neat freak germaphobe is not what you want to be, because there's going to be situations where you might have to live off roadkill. Or you might have, there might be a carcass of an animal that's in the forest that's been killed by something like a lion or, you know, depending on where you are, a mountain lion. There's mountain lions in the forest where I live. There's black panthers in the forest where I live. Other people have seen the mountain lions. They were released by GIs that were, you know, that's American soldiers. They were based around here after World War II, and they had pumas, mountain lions, as their mascot. They were ordered to take them out into the forest and shoot them, and, of course, they couldn't do that, so they just let them go. Apparently, there was a boy one and there was a girl one, and they went and made baby mountain lions, and there's been mountain lions in the forest around here ever since. And there are other regiments that had black panthers, same story. So you see the carcasses sometimes on the road. I've actually seen a black panther when I've been out on a horse ride here. They lunch on carcasses, roadkill carcasses, and they hunt the kangaroos. Now, if you're starving and if you're in a forest and you come across some panther kill, you might have to get over your level of disgust to get a meal out of that carcass. So we'll talk about more disgust after the bottom of the hour news.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illume, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illume COVID-19 home test, is a rapid-type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The First CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet Nine, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking today, keeping the chair warm for Vincent. And we've been talking today about the psychology of preparedness. And what manner of person you will have to be if you are going to survive in what is coming down the track and in many parts of the world, what is here. And we've gone into, agreeableness versus disagreeableness. And now we're talking about meekness versus disgust, okay? And just before the bottom of the hour news, I was talking about how in a survival situation that your survival could actually depend on you modifying your levels of disgust. Okay. Like, for instance, if you found a road-killed deer or a deer that had been killed by wolves or bears, probably not wolves, there wouldn't be much left of it if it was killed by a wolf, because they just devour everything. There's nothing left after a wolf kill. But pumas, mountain lions especially, what they tend to do is they will bring down a carcass and they will rip its guts open. They will eat the organs, okay, so the heart, the lung, the kidneys, the liver, and they'll leave the rest of the carcass. They're just not particularly interested in it. They're a gigantic kitty cat. But instead of munching on mice, they lunch on antelopes and stuff, deer, stuff like that. So this is it. So you'll get a carcass that has been lunched on by a puma or a panther, and it'll have its guts ripped open all over the place. Okay, they don't like the intestines, so they pull the intestines out. If anybody out there is squeamish, just tune out, please, okay? Because I have to talk about this. This is to do with disgust. So it is going to sound disgusting to a lot of people out there. But it will not be a pleasant sight. But you'll find that the haunches often are pretty well intact. The neck, maybe not so, it's a bit closer to the head, it might be, a bit more damaged, a bit more maggoty or whatever. But the haunches, the rump of it, will often be intact, Here in Australia, where, you get road-killed kangaroo, the tail and the back legs are the best bit, and they are often left intact, but the rest of the carcass is pretty gross. You don't want to have anything to do with that. Whatever. Use your imagination, people. But this is what I'm talking about. You need to get over that element of disgust to harvest that haunch off of that deer, okay, that's been killed by a truck or by a puma or by a bear, the other creature that tends to they are predatory to some extent. They will catch and kill creatures like deer and antelopes and all the rest of it, but once again they tend to go for the organ meat. They tend to leave the rest of the carcass alone. Not always, it just depends. If they're really hungry, they'll eat the whole thing. But if they're not particularly hungry, then, they just want a snack, then they'll just eat the organ meat. You'll have to get over your level of disgust to harvest that haunch. Okay? That's just how it is. So, what else can I say? Your ancestors used to live like this, and the world is going back to living like this, whether you like it or not. And psychologically, you're going to have to deal with it. On another level, the disgust instinct is a very important one. Because of it's what keeps us clean, okay? And cleanliness comes with hygiene, okay? It's what stops us from defecating in random places, It's very, very important to not just defecate in random places. If you're finding yourself in a homeless situation, get a sharp stick and dig a hole. That's what you need to do. Okay? And if you do that, then that will your business will go into the ground, it will rot into the ground, and it will make a little fertile patch where you can maybe plant a tree or a seed, an apple or a peach or whatever it is that you've managed to get from wherever you get it from. And then the next year it'll grow an apple tree or a peach tree, and then, you know, you've made the world a better place. Just from the useful use of your disgust instinct, you know, not wanting to just look at random piles of manure, of your own manure. That's the proper use of the disgust instinct, okay? But like I said, if you are an neat freak and a germaphobe and all the rest of it, you will not survive in this coming situation, because things are going to be a lot less clean, neat, and tidy generally. And if you let it get to you, you'll find it will be a psychological barrier to you moving forward. And of course, you should make things look beautiful. Of course, you should try and keep a clean environment. Try and keep a clean campsite. You know, that's because you'll avoid problems with rats and raccoons and creatures like that, you know, that are attracted to mess, that are scavengers, okay? But if you have to deal with something like I said, like a road killed or a lion killed or bear killed animal, just get over the disgust thing. Harvest the meat that you need to harvest from that carcass. Okay, take it home to your family and your family will eat. This is it. This is what I'm talking about with the use of psychology. There's another area of the disgust thing that I have to talk about, and that is that you may have to deal with wound treatment, okay? You may have to deal with infected wounds, and you need to up your disgust threshold when dealing with an infected wound in order to treat that infected wound. Or even if it's not infected, you need to, but if there's a lot of blood, if there's a lot of gore, I don't know if it's gone into the abdomen, if it's a gunshot wound, in order for that person who's been injured to survive, you're going to have to get over the disgust. You're going to have to put it in its box, okay, and just say, listen, we're going to deal with this. Here's a wound and deal with it, you know. Stitch him up, get the pus out of the wound, and, you know, burn the, you know, then afterwards the disgust can be switched back on when you're throwing the, you know, the grotty dressings into the fire. Then you turn your disgust back on, and, you know, when the wound has been cleaned and medicated and had some sort of ointment put on it and all that sort of thing, then you can look at that wound and say, nice. It's a funny thing. To deal with the mess, you have to face the fact that there's a mess and you need to stop being grossed out by it. And that's just how it is. And, you know, because people's lives are going to depend on you psychologically knowing how to deal with your disgust instinct and with your, disagreeableness and with all of these other facets of your personality, your own survival, but also the survival of the people who are dependent on you, is going to depend on whether you know how to appropriately deal with these instincts, whether you appropriately deal with your predatory instinct, okay, directed at the meat that's standing out there on four hooves on the paddock, okay, and direct your predatory instinct at those people who are monsters who want to destroy you and your family, who want to take your children away. Because if they take those kids away, you're not going to see the kids again. You need to fight with all your being to protect those children, okay? And to not feel bad about it afterwards is the biggest thing. You know, to say, well, yay, and to even to celebrate the fact that you have kept your children safe, even if it's meant that you have had to seriously hurt someone, okay? You need to not feel bad about the fact that you've had to seriously hurt somebody to protect yourself, okay? You need to not feel sorry for them because, you know, you're not the one who, you know, made them attack you, you know? It's their own stupid fault for thinking that they could prey upon you. And that's the reason why now they're in a world of hurt, because they tried to hurt you. You need to get... And this is proper, normal human psychology. This is proper, normal human behavior. And in our society, in our modern world, we've gotten so far away from that. Everything's been flipped on its head, and we have forgotten how to be human. And this is all what I've been talking about for the past almost 2 hours now, is just talking about being human. And after the break, I'll wind it up, and because this is the last segment. And, yeah, just say that this is how we are. And this is how things are going to be.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. And, this is the final segment. So we're going to wind it up now, dealing with this issue of, your own personal psychology. We all vary in our psychology. There are people, each of our individual psychologies is more or less fixed. We can alter it to a certain extent, but we will always have some tendencies more than others. But we can balance our own psychology to some degree. We can make ourselves better people. We all have psychological strengths. We all have psychological weaknesses. And in closing, I would like to just remind people of Jordan Peterson's excellent, excellent psychological test, which will give you basically your personality profile. You can go to understandmyself.com. This is not a paid promotion. This is just a website that I found to be very useful. Okay? So when we come across websites like this on USA Prepares, we share them because they're useful. And you can find out your psychological strengths, your psychological weaknesses. In closing, I would like to say your psychology is wired from a very basic, primitive level. Even if you think you're this modern, sophisticated, computerized human, that is entirely surface level. Once you scratch the surface, you will find that you have the very same primitive psychology that all of your ancestors had. Okay? And you'll find that some of your ancestors were very, very good people. Some of them were very, very bad people. But one thing that Jordan Peterson says, there's one thing that all of your ancestors were absolutely successful at, and that's the reason why you're here. They all propagated the species. That is the most important thing of all. If you have children, they need to be at the top of your priority list, okay? And if you get somebody from the outside, whether it's CPS types, schools, whatever, that are telling you to do something with your children that your gut instinct says is not going to be good for your children, you need to say no. And you need to dig your heels in, and you need to, as it says in the Bible, set your forehead like flint. You need to get that little hard sparkle in your eye, and you say you're not doing it. Whether that is a vaccination, or whether that is, you know, some sort of court system ruling. And if that means upping your tent pegs and getting out of there, then you need to do that. And your children are so important. I cannot really emphasize that enough. You, at some time, you have to launch them onto the world, and then they have to make their own decisions. You have to prepare them as best you can to survive in the real world. But especially when they're little, they need to be the absolute priority of your life, of your whole. You need to invest your entire being into raising those children. You need to not outsource it. You need to really, really be there for them, to educate them, to try and give them your wisdom, and to basically to give them the best chance of survival that you possibly can think of in all areas. So teaching them how to keep animals and grow food and all the rest of it. That's all a necessary part of human survival. And the reason why you need to do that is that you are mortal. That means you're going to die one day. But if you have children and, you know, they grow up and they propagate in the future, then your DNA doesn't die when you do. Your DNA goes into the future. And if you can do that, if you can raise your children, and if you can have a balanced psychology, then you've succeeded. You've managed to bring yourself in the DNA of your children into the future. Now, I can hear the music. That's the end of the broadcast. God bless you all. Vince will be on hour number two next on Friday, and I'll be joining you again on Friday. God bless you all, and I'll see you later.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.